So let's see. Why did you join the Marine Corps?
Because I joined because I wanted to better myself. I didn't want to be like the rest of my friends who were currently just at home, still living with their parents and wasting their parents' money. I wanted to better myself to actually have a bright future.
It says here that you want to be a doctor after you get out.
I do.
What kind of doctor?
I would like to be a orthopedic surgeon. That would be after my
Orthopedic?
experience with an orthopedic surgeon. That's I thought I really wanted to do that.
That's like working with bones and stuff, right?
Yes.
So that seems kind of a strange transition from going from blowing things up to putting people back together again.
It is, but it's not something I've always wanted to do.
Do you know which school you want to go to?
I still really haven't looked at schools, but for now, I've been looking at San Diego State University for schools. But I'm
Still
gonna
have to.
widen my horizon to, as soon as I get back from Afghanistan.
Because you still have to go to get your like your bachelor's degree first, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so let's see. So it says here that you are an ammunition and ordnance technician. What the heck does that
Yes,
mean?
I
What do you
am.
do? What do you do every day?
Every day I keep accountability and track all the ammunition that's going around here in Afghanistan. I have daily tasks to when I get the ammunition that's going around the space, how much has been expended every day. And I put that in the log book, and just that's how I keep track of it.
Is that like what kind of, I mean, I'm sure it's bullets, but what else, what other kind of ammunition are we talking about?
We have ammunition so, such as small arms, mortars, grenades, rockets, stuff like that, pyrotechnics.
Pyrotechnics, what is that like flares?
Yes, flares, tent flares, signals.
Okay.
And we also have incendiary grenades, stuff like that, smoke
I'm
grenades.
sorry, what kind of grenades?
Incendiary and
Oh.
smoke grenades alongside fragmentation grenades.
Cool. Huh? Who knew? So you said that
That's pretty cool.
one thing that you
What's that?
thought that foreign ammunition was pretty cool. So how is foreign ammunition different than American ammunition?
Foreign ammunition is a lot different. For example, they use different. We are used to our own way. We have ammunition. For example, we have 7.62 rounds. Foreign ammunition, they know it as 0.308 rounds, which is kind of awkward to keep track of. Also, for example, it's in,
Why is
their
it awkward?
ammunition is in different writing, so you kind of have to memorize the ammunition by the look of it, and you kind of have to memorize what their writing looks like so you can recognize the ammunition.
So how is it awkward to keep track of it?
We're used to the way our ammo comes in from our factories. For example, regular can of ammunition contains 840 rounds. Regular can, a box contains 1680. Foreign, they come in big boxes and have 900 rounds. And it's just our numbers that get thrown off a lot.
So you said that you think that working with ammunition is cool, and so in what way is it cool and interesting to work with ammunition?
It is. I believe it's one of the best jobs here. Work with ammunition, you get to see every type of ammunition. You get to work with every type of ammunition. You get to see how it works. You get to pretty much see every ammunition, work with it, play with it, I guess you could say.
Play with it.
So you know how to use all the ammunition.
So you get to go out and blow stuff up.
Yes, I do. We get invited to go to with the civilian people who work with the ammunition, and they usually go out and have controlled detonations.
So what's the biggest thing you've seen blown up?
Biggest thing I've seen blown up, that I've seen blown up,
mm-hmm.
will probably have to be one artillery round. That would probably be the biggest.
So did it just go and land in the desert somewhere, or did it hit something, or?
No, it was during our ammunition technician school. I got to detonate one artillery round.
Oh, so where is what? That's in what, Fort Bliss, I think, or where is it? It's in Texas somewhere, isn't it, or Oklahoma? Artillery school?
No, our ammunition school, it is in Virginia.
At Quantico?
It is Fort Lee, Virginia.
Oh.
Yes, that's where the school got moved. It was originally in Redstone Arsenal, Alabama.
How long was your school for?
My school was a month and a half. First couple of weeks, you learn the basics of ammunition. And then towards the end, you learn how to do everything from working in an ammunition supply point to working in a battalion, so to speak.
So you said one of the aspects of your job is you have to keep track of how much ammo is expended every day. So I'm assuming that when the patrols go out, they start out with, you know, X number of rounds, and when they come back, you count how many rounds they come back with. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, yes. We have people that keep track of that in other small bases, and they send up their quantities to us, and then we punch in the numbers.
So is there, what's the most amount of ammo that's been spent in a day, do you know?
The most amount of ammo spent in a day?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd probably have to say it was 21 rockets in one day. That's pretty big.
So I'm assuming they're shooting at insurgents or something then.
I'm pretty sure that could be the case. If not, it could probably just be providing some sort of suppression to help someone get out of a problem.
So what's the biggest piece of ammo that you have?
Our biggest piece of ammo that we have, probably the rockets.
So for somebody like me who doesn't know anything about that, how big is a rocket?
The rockets, they come in pods. A pod contains 6 rockets. They are about... The pod itself is about 10 feet long. Wait, no. That's wrong. It is 15 feet long, around 15 feet long wide. 4 foot long wide.
So a 4 foot by 15 foot box has 6 rockets in it?
Yes.
And how deep is it, or how high is it then?
I have not personally worked with those rockets.
Oh.
But from what I see when I go look at ammunition, that's what I see. They're the biggest ones we have by far.
That seems pretty big.
Yes, it is.
So let's see. What's the challenge about working in Afghanistan that you don't have back in 29 Palms?
The challenge. Let's see. The challenge is that I don't have in 29 Palms would probably be working with foreign ammo. That's a big one. Having to daily having changes. How much ammunition you spent. We don't usually have that every day. And pretty much tracking ammunition. Back in the States, you pretty much the only time you get ammunition is when you go and you have training to do.
So I'm guessing that it's probably a lot more fun working in Afghanistan than at home, then.
Oh, yes, it is. You actually get to do your job every day, which is a great feeling. Every day you get to work with ammunition, whether it will be inspecting it, learning new types of ammunition.
Let's see. So, working with ammunition, you probably don't get to go out and meet any of the nationals very often, or do you?
I do. We go out to smaller bases to work with the Afghan National Army. We get to see their ammo. Since we inspect ammunition, we give them tips on how they can have the ammunition better, how to properly store their ammunition. We learn about their ammo and how it's being used and how they use their ammunition, how they keep track of it, and pretty much just make a connection with the Afghan National Army.
Cool.
Yes.
So do you get to hear from them anything about how your presence there is making a difference?
They say that last time we went, we were working with a staff sergeant from the Army over in one of the small bases. She said that one of the Afghan National Army, the guy who takes care of the ammunition, said that their ammunition is actually lasting longer now that we went down there and told them how to properly store his ammunition, which kind of really made me laugh.
Why did it make you laugh?
They had their ammunition just laid out in boxes outside in the weather, which caused a lot of the ammunition to start corroding. So we pretty much just gave them the basics, put the ammunition mess in a container, label it ammunition, and they were very happy about that.
Yeah, it seems like that would be something elementary.
Yes, but I guess they couldn't think of that.
So, do you have any memorable moments yet of your time in Afghanistan?
Working with the Georgian Army, there was this one guy who was one of their ammunition technicians, and this man was about 6'5", I would say, probably weighed somewhere 310 pounds. This guy was literally picking up big boxes of ammunition and throwing it like it was a soccer ball, like on top of pallets and everything. Like, it seemed like no problem for him.
Wow.
Yeah, and me, myself, I'm a pretty big guy, 6'4", 250 pounds. I tried doing the same thing, couldn't do it. So I was really surprised when I couldn't do it, and he was just doing it like it was literally a soccer ball.
Let's see. So, tell me about your day. What time do you get up in the morning? You know, work out, eat. What time do you get off? What do you do in your free time? So give me like a schedule from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed.
Well, I usually wake up around 07 in the morning. Pretty much just wake up, change into my uniform, and begin to work day. Usually work can be either an easy day depending on what we have to do. Most days, since ammunition is getting expended every day, we usually have a lot of work to do, whether it be requesting ammunition or inspecting ammunition because they say something's wrong with the ammunition. Working out, usually I do that towards the end of the day when the sun is starting to go down. Sort of a cool-down moment.
I'm sorry, say that again. Inspecting ammunition, and then I think you said you did working out. Is that what you said? I can't.
Yes, working out. I do it around when the sunset time, when the day comes towards an end.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the time I get off usually depends on, like I said, how much work we have to do. Most days we're not done with work till around 2100. Most days we're off 21, 22, 2000.
So those are long days for you then? What, like 12-hour days or more?
Yes. Yes, yeah, they're very long days, but
7 days a week?
I wasn't expecting an easy day.
So what do you do in your free time then? What little time you have?
And the little time that I do have, I usually call back home, say, tell my parents that I'm fine, everything's fine. Call my girlfriend, let her know everything's fine, I'm good, nothing big's going on. Family really likes to hear your voice, even though it's been a couple of days since I called back home. They know I'm fine, they know I'm safe.
Yes, I can imagine they like to hear that. So, let's see.
Yeah. My parents felt at ease when I told them that Afghanistan looks like Mexico. For some reason, they felt at ease when they heard that. They said, well, at least it looks like somewhere you've been before. I still to this day don't understand how that makes them feel at ease, but it makes them feel better. It's good for them.
I think that's funny. So it doesn't look like 29 Palms?
It looks exactly like 29 Palms, I'm not going to lie, which is kind of awkward because I honestly think we're in 29 Palms right now.
So anything that you can think of that you would like to add, anything you would like people to know about your job or what you're doing over there?
Out here, if anyone's coming from 29 Palms, not to expect anything much different. It is exactly the same. Ammunition technician is probably one of the best MOSs in the Marine Corps, not only because I'm one and I'm saying it's amazing, but you get a really good job experience. You get to work in ammunition. You get to go to ammunition blows where explosive ordnance disposal team goes out. And they take all the ammunition, make a big cake of it just layered on top of each other, and then place some explosives on top and stand back and just watch it all explode. I get to inspect the ammunition. It's honestly one of the greatest jobs ever.
And yet you want to leave it and be a doctor.
I do. I'm more fascinated on becoming a doctor than becoming an ammunition technician. Sorry to say that.
So your address, I have the main part of the address. We just need what your section number is if people wanted to send you a note.
Okay. It is the full mailing address would be Lance Corporal Zavala, 7th Marines Headquarters Company. Oh. Here you go, sir. We'll be sending you an email with the address.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
So,
all right.
They're going to email you the email address or the mailing address over here.
Okay. Anything else you want to add then?
Nothing more.
All right, great. Thanks. I appreciate you talking with me, and stay safe.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.